Russian President Vladimir Putin says the International Olympic Committee's blanket ban on the country's track and field team is, quote, beyond the legal pale. In a meeting with Russian Olympic athletes in Moscow, Putin vowed that Russia would do everything it could to protect its athletes from further unwarranted political persecution. Rally Wagerman reports from Moscow.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has condemned what he describes as a clear double standard used by the International Olympic Committee after it upheld a ban on Russia's entire track and field team from participating in the Rio Games. Putin stated that the IOC ruling violates the spirit of the Olympic Charter.
We cannot agree with the blanket disqualification of our track and field athletes, who, if I want to stress, an absolutely clean doping record. We will not and cannot accept this kind of open discrimination. This goes completely against the Olympic movement's principles. But we will fight for justice exclusively through legal means and will act in strict accordance with the Olympic Charter. I'm sure the Russian Olympic Committee will continue to defend our athletes' interests.
Although Western media have portrayed the doping allegations as beyond reproach, experts point out that the IOC's investigation was less than thorough.
Neither WADA nor the IOC conducted full-scale investigations in Russia. They did not approach Russian athletes. They did not approach Russian officials. They did not approach the Ministry of Sports of Russia. They did not conduct an investigation, a full-fledged investigation, that involved all of the people that are actually accused of doing these things.
Russia's president made it clear that he considers the ban a politically motivated decision that violates basic legal norms and international law.
This campaign that targets our country's athletes includes the use of notorious double standards and the principle of collective responsibility, or as was said, reversal of the presumption of innocence, which is not compatible with sport and not compatible with justice and basic legal norms in general.
Despite the setbacks, Putin expressed confidence that Russia's Olympic athletes would be cheered on by millions of supporters, both here in Russia and abroad.
Putin's strongly worded condemnation of the IOC's decision to ban dozens of Russian athletes without providing any evidence of individual wrongdoing reflects the level of frustration and disappointment felt here in Moscow. For many Russians, the Rio Games have been marred by what they describe as a political witch hunt. Riley Wagaman, Press TV, Moscow.